In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the feast of two saints who came from the city called Alexandria, and that was the famous city in ancient Egypt, which was very much celebrated for its academical standards and kind of a center of that area's civilization. And the first saint of whose honor the Mass is today is called Saint Cyril, and he was the bishop of that city in 5th century, and he's commemorated as a very courageous defender of the Catholic teaching about Mary, our Lady and our Mother. When he was a bishop there in another city called Constantinople, lived a bishop who dared to question some teachings of the Catholic Church, and the most outrageous thing which this other bishop preached was that Our Lady was not the Mother of God. I was teaching one of our catechumens on the other day, and I made very sure that he knew very well how to recite the prayer Hail Mary. That, of course, includes the sentence, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And to when Church addresses Our Lady as Mother of God, she gives her so much reverence and thus obtains very many powerful prayers and intercessions from her. And Saint Cyril made always very sure that both the high-ranking and lower-ranking people knew how to ask help and intercession from Our Lady in all their difficulties. Another saint of today is called Saint Apollonia, and she lived a couple of centuries before Saint Cyril, during the time when there was still fierce persecutions against Christians by the Roman officials. Apollonia, when she died, was already very old, but had spent her whole life in the service of God. But even when she grew older, she took no time to rest, but she, during persecutions, bravely risked her own life to comfort the Christians who were thrown in prison by the cruel pagan officials. She would say often, "Remember that the suffering will not last long, but the joys of heaven will last forever." After many periods of persecution, Apollonia too was captured, and when the judge asked her name, she courageously said, "I am a Christian, and I love and serve the true God." Because of her courageous answer, she was put under very cruel tortures by the pagan officials. And the saint, when she was told that if she would not deny Christ, she would be thrown into the fire, but she was not afraid. She chose to die rather than to deny her Lord. And when the pagans saw her heroic action, many of them were converted. Dear children, the example of Saint Cyril and Saint Apollonia show how invocation to Our Lady and the defend of the Catholic faith makes you truly courageous. These two saints greatly desired to shed their own blood for Christ's sake. And why did they choose to do that? Because their whole love, their whole aim of life in this world was to love Christ and to love their neighbor as themselves. And those are the actions we should imitate daily. What do we do for our Lord and for Our Lady? Are we also strong enough that we, under every circumstances, would choose to love Him and love Him more than anything else in the world. The example of these saints show us that not only is it possible to love God more than anything else in the world, the spending your whole life in His service makes you happy and courageous, always standing firm for your faith against any odds, and always being happy because you know and you trust in the promises of your Heavenly Father, and you know that after this life of difficulties and sorrows, maybe even persecutions, you will receive your great reward in heaven and will see our dear Blessed Virgin Mary, to whom you had such great devotion during your life. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.